This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Almost every big-ish city in this country is facing some version of the affordable housing problem. Too many people, not enough housing stock, rising rents, and home prices that are out of reach. Here in California, we know it well. One possible, if not entirely intuitive, solution is the space that exists in people's backyards. Thanks to a change in state law out here, it's now much easier for California homeowners to build what are called accessory dwelling units on their properties. Granny flats is the term you might know. And policymakers are hoping that'll lead to a whole slew of affordable housing in Los Angeles and well beyond, as Marketplace's Aaron Schrank reports.
2009 was a tough year for Ira Belgrade. He'd been a Hollywood talent manager for decades when his wife, who was also his business partner, died suddenly from Lyme disease.
I fell apart. My business fell apart.
He could no longer afford the mortgage on his central L.A. home.
How was I going to tell my 2.5-year-old, no, we got to move, you can't have that bedroom anymore? I didn't want to do that.
That's when Belgrade decided to turn his detached home office, which had once been a garage, into a 2-bedroom rental apartment.
And that would absolutely help me pay my mortgage.
But when he brought this idea to the city for permits, they said no. Under L.A.'s strict regulations, Belgrade's lot was too small. The unit was too close to the main house. It needed covered parking, a whole list of things.
So I just said, F them. I'm doing it. And I did. And it worked out great.
That is, until someone reported him. After an inspection and fine, Belgrade was told to get legal, he'd have to make changes to the tune of 50 grand. That left him in limbo until he heard about a state lawmaker pushing reform in Sacramento. Turns out, planners had begun to see backyard structures, from converted garages to full freestanding houses, as a solution to the housing crisis.
There's a lot of free land in the city, and it's in people's backyards.
Dana Cuff directs UCLA's City Lab. The think tank has been studying the issue for a decade. L.A. has miles and miles of single-family homes, each with a backyard. By relaxing backyard home-building rules, Cuff says cities can boost affordable housing stock without spending any money. And families can turn their garages and backyards into sources of income.
Basically, it puts the growth of the city in the hands of individual property owners so they get the benefits.
Cuff actually wrote the California bill to relax those tough requirements and fees for backyard homes. It became law this year. And while local zoning and safety laws still apply, it's much, much easier to become a backyard landlord. Cuff says there are critics, of course, those who fear what it'll do to their neighborhood.
That it might increase traffic, that it might make parking more difficult.
Valid concerns in L.A., Cuff says, but backyard homes should pop up gradually, giving time for communities to respond. Meanwhile, the private sector is taking notice.
There couldn't be a better time to get into this.
Alexis Rivas runs a company called Cover, which designs, builds, and installs prefabricated backyard dwellings. It placed its first home last week.
It's a huge market. There's over 500,000 single-family homes in Los Angeles with backyards that have the potential for a structure like this.
Rivas plans to produce 150 homes per year from his L.A. factory. His one-bedroom backyard homes range in price from about $100,000 to $400,000, depending on the design and materials used. Rivas isn't the only one who sees a business opportunity here. After waiting 7 years, Ira Belgrade says his backyard home was the first in L.A. legalized under the new law. And now?
I've started a company called Yimby L.A., Yes in My Backyard Los Angeles.
A consulting business to help others get their backyard homes approved. That still takes some time, money, and know-how, Belgrade says, but with the law finally on his side, it's much easier than his first time around. In Los Angeles, I'm Aaron Schrank for Marketplace.